lighthearted question to start off. Taco Bell or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Why?
I'm hoping you'd ask me, because I got the worst food poisoning in my life at Taco Bell.
Because I also hate Taco Bell.
Look up
I
the word hyperemesis.
That's a big word.
Okay. Okay, can you...
Okay.
What is your closest near-death experience?
I flew through a thunderstorm, an embedded thunderstorm over Santa Rosa once. Violent turbulence, suddenly and unforecast. I was thrown violently against the seatbelt. Had I not been wearing the seatbelt, I probably would have broken my neck on the roof.
Oh my God.
It ripped my headphones off my head.
How fun!
It was pretty severe.
Sorry.
I was with a client who was flying, and he tried to hold our altitude, which is the opposite of what you want to do in severe turbulence. So by holding altitude, you're fighting the forces, and you can snap the wings off. So I had to intervene and make sure he knew not to hold altitude, but to let the storm push us up and down, reducing stress on the wings.
Oh. Wow.
All my near-death or flying experiences. Like, I'm a pilot. So, taking off out of a small airport into mountains, into descending air currents, got over the trees, but not too high. Yeah. Density altitude is the term there to look up. If you don't understand that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what did you want to be when you were 10 years old?
A pilot.
Can you tell us a joke?
A clean joke, appropriate for students. That's a tough. That's a big ask.
Yeah. It always is. It don't have to be one of the longest puns.
Yeah. Yeah, does that mean my joke or just?
Just any.
A rabbit and a bear are pooping in the woods. And the rabbit asks the bear, "Do you ever have problems with poop sticking to your fur?" And the bear said, "No." And then he wiped his butt with the rabbit.
Oh, oh wow.
My dad says that one way too much.
Is that a joke or is that a funny saying? Yeah.
I have no idea. All right,
that's Eddie Murphy. I'm not going to take credit. I cleaned it up a little.
Do you like Tom or Jerry better?
Oh, I hate both.
Why?
I don't like Hanna-Barbera, except Catch the Pigeon, which is what you get way before your time. But and the Wacky Races. Tom, I like cats, but I don't like. I mean, Jerry's kind of cute though, isn't he? Like, I don't know. Jerry, I don't really remember specifics about their personalities.
Yeah.
I like small animals. I don't like Jerry.
All right, you want to go to number 9? Okay, convince me that hot dogs are a sandwich. Are or are not?
Well, a hot dog is wrapped in a bun, and when you have a bread product wrapping around a meat product, you can call that a sandwich.
Okay, we had a whole sparring speech and debate class that got heated.
Yeah. Punches were thrown.
Really?
No.
No, it has to be two separate pieces of bread. It's a euro if it's bent.
There's a whole like graph
yeah.
online of
really?
Where the bread has to be in
yeah.
order to like
yeah.
call it a specific thing.
What's your opinion on garden gnomes?
I like garden gnomes. I think they're fun. I saw a movie and it had garden gnomes in it, and it kind of portrayed them in a funny light, so I have a positive vibe with them. You know?
All right. How many bananas do you currently have in your house?
About six.
About six, okay.
I eat a banana a day, and my family, my kid probably wastes one a day.
What is your theory on Bigfoot?
Well, are we talking scientific theory or hypothesis or belief?
Belief.
I do not believe in Bigfoot. There is no supporting evidence.
Okay.
Okay. What would be like a theory or like?
It's not scientifically supported.
Yes.
Okay.
So, so I think Bigfoot is ridiculous. If that's your, if that's what you're looking for, the
yes.
fun answer.
Yes. Okay, should I do 13 right now?
Yeah.
Okay, if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Now, are there health consequences for eating this food?
No.
Or is
no.
it just
no,
food I wouldn't get tired of?
Something you wouldn't get tired of.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Ooh.
I agree with that one.
Heart-clogging deliciousness. Don't eat it, but it's the best.
I feel like I had it one time at Mamma Mia's. It wasn't that good.
Yeah, it
that's
depends on who makes it.
Mia.
Stouffer's offers a good frozen one. It's yummy in like $4. But
okay.
Now I eat this
okay.
vegetable smoothie.
Last.
Now, there's one.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now on the note of what we talked about during class, convince me that climate change doesn't exist.
Oh, you're tough. There's so much evidence saying the opposite. And I know that areas can get colder weather or even colder climate when the climate changes. So climate change doesn't exist or isn't caused by people.
Okay.
I mean, no, I'm asking like, I mean, I can't commit to that. I really have no, I couldn't even make up an answer that's as dumb enough that
really? No, but all you gotta do is be like...